More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear's also the official tire of NASCAR. And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 8th through the 11th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2013 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Gentlemen, grab your wiener.
It's the 2013 Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation Hot Dog Eating Contest.
The smell of Pepto-Bismol mustard is in the air.
Enter online today by filling out the form on ESPNSuperstation.com. The champion wins the coveted golden bucket and a grand prize package from Midway.
It is over.
Billy Fletcher from Holdridge is our champ with 14 dogs.
Presented in part by Trotman's Quality Meats and the Hilltop Mall.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Some isolated thunderstorms are possible with highs into the upper 90s. Winds turning throughout the day, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few isolated storms linger early on, a low of 67. Right now, 82.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as we are back here on this Tuesday. Doug Duda with you live in Omaha at the Omaha Country Club for the 34th annual United States Senior Open. Jim Lang and our co-host back in studio. And folks, don't forget that since 1977, even longer than we've had a U.S. Senior Open, we have had Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They take care of you, the customer, and they don't use that word customer in general terms because they want to know you so that when you come in, they know what's in your home. They know what you want to do with your house. They want to make sure that if it's the bedroom, if it's the living room, it's the dining room, a den, the kids' room, they can get you exactly what you need. Just right for you is what they live by every day at Bruce Furniture. And for the last 36 years, they continue to grow, and that allows them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, check them out online at brucefurniture.com with only the best. Ashley, Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Von Bassett, England, Chromecraft, and a whole lot more. The top brand names are at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. So that's what we've got going on, reminding you with the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest coming up on Friday. We got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here just around the corner. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for that $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. We'll be hearing a couple of press conferences a little bit later on here in this half hour, including Rocco Mediate scheduled to chat here at the bottom of the hour in Omaha as we start to rotate some of the big-time golfers that are in the field bringing them back home to you and giving you exclusive coverage here on ESPN Radio. Well, Jimmy, we've covered quite a few things here on the program today. We've talked a lot, obviously, about Minnesota Golden Gopher football. Your thoughts? We didn't actually pin Marcus down, but I think he was talking about, you know, maybe getting to a bowl game again. And if they're going to, they're going to have to get off to that 4-0 start again, I think.
Oh, yeah. For them to win seven games, either that or somebody like a Penn State or a Wisconsin is going to not have a good year, because I think Nebraska and Michigan are going to have good years, and I think Northwestern's going to have a good year. So, I mean, Penn State and Wisconsin, I just cannot see them not being able to beat Minnesota again. You know, so somebody's going to have a huge upset. And, you know, go ahead.
They may even have to get off to a 5-0 start because Iowa's that first game. I mean, Michigan, Northwestern, Nebraska, Indiana, Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan State might have to go 5-0, beat Indiana, and maybe even have to clip Michigan State on the road at the end of the year, which is their last game, to get them into a bowl.
Yeah, and, you know, I just can't see them beating San Jose State. San Jose State was pretty good last year, and they're playing San Jose State. I know the game's in Minnesota. That's got to be the only advantage they have. But San Jose State, you know, when they get to go play a Big Ten team, they get up for those games big time. You know, that's a big-time program changer for them. And, you know, I think they're going to be one of those sleepers.
Let's go to our Dent Popper inbox. You were talking about our Midtown Mark Cooler question is who has the best wide receiving tandem in the National Football League right now, and you chose Denver because they had Peyton Manning. John in Kearney says, Jimmy, Peyton would hit you two all right and probably knock you down with his velocity. I'll vouch that catching passes from a college or pro quarterback is not like playing catch with your high school quarterback. Huge difference, but John would love to see you try. So maybe you and Peyton Manning, we can get you guys together. What do you think?
I'll tell you what, he's probably right, but you go play catch with Frank Nickel from Gibbon, Nebraska. He throws it left-handed, and he'll hit you on a tight end delay, and he's about 6 yards from you, and he will throw it as hard as he can, and I'll bet you I can catch more than that guy.
The challenge has been thrown down. Coming up, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Also, there's a special story here. Peter Horobin, and I hope I got that right, is the first Jamaican to play in the United States Senior Open, and he is about to speak here in the press room, and we're trying to hear a couple of comments from him when that does begin, Jimmy. And then we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a whole lot more coming up, plus a look at our noontime sports. So that is about to begin, and we'll catch a couple comments from him here in the interview room where we are situated at the 34th Annual Senior Open, and then Rocco Media at the bottom of the hour as we wait for that press conference to start. A couple of other things that we want to let folks know about, as we covered most in that first segment about what's going on tonight because of the Cornhusker League All-Star Game. Not a ton of other baseball going on out there, but that could be a good thing. It's a hot one today, Jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, I was going to talk to you. I know you talked to a lot of the media from the World Herald probably and the other media people there this weekend. Do they think holes 14, 15, and 16 are going to – you know, you talked about 3, 4, and 5. What do they think about 14, 15, and 16?
Well, they think that that's kind of the home stretch where things will happen coming home, because 17 and 18 should be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I would think there's going to be a lot of pars on those two holes, you know, on 17 and 18. But you're right. 14, 15, and 16 looks like if you're going to make a move, you're going to have to do it there.
I want to take a look at a couple of the other, as I was mentioning, the Legion Baseball here. We are setting on this day as July the 9th. And for Kearney, Little Caesars and 5 points, they will be home tonight against Donovan Trumbull. Now let's go up to the front here at the Senior Open.
And Peter learned to play as a child with a broken club fixed to a PVC pipe, really the everyman story. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I was born next to a golf course in Jamaica, Constant Spring. And, you know, I see these people playing golf, and, you know, Jamaicans generally play soccer or cricket. So I said, you know, I think I want to learn this sport. So I went across to the golf course, and I found a broken club somebody throw away. And I said, well, maybe I can be creative and, you know, practice with this club. So I got a PVC pipe and put some nails to it, and I would hit like probably 10, 20 balls before the head fly off. And then I would do it again. And I get to love the game. So I said, you know, I want to go further in the game. So I went to the Kettlemaster to see if I could shag balls or something after school. And he said I was fine. So after school, I started shagging balls. And next thing you know, I'm playing my first 18 holes of golf. I learned from watching players hitting balls, and that's the way I developed my skill. I didn't know that I had a sharp backswing until later on when I started seeing myself in films. And in 73 or 4, I become the junior champion shooting in the 70s from the ladies team, which was, you know, one of the highlights of my life, because I was now in local television, and when I went to school, everybody would recognize me and stuff. So, you know, I said, I'm going to continue playing this game when I come to the United States. My parents been coming from 67, and finally we got a visa for me in 76, and I came up and didn't know anyone to play golf with, so I kind of put it down for a while. When I got into high school, I was introduced to the game again that I should try for the high school team. So I did. I become number one player. I have a scholarship. My scholarship was Miami-Dade and then FIU. However, I went to Miami-Dade. I won in college as well. FIU closed their program, so I said, well, let me give golf up again. Got married, had three beautiful kids, and later on, in about 89, I picked it back up again, and, you know, it's my dream, so I said, I'm just going to continue playing golf. So I quit my job, and here I am sponsoring myself since 93, and I've been making a good living.
Thank you. Great story. We'll open it up to some questions here, and if people do have questions, please wait for the mic, and then we'll get you going.
This is Peter Horobin, first Jamaican to play in the U.S. Open.
You said you've supported yourself through golf for the past 20 years. What, have you been a club pro, or have you been able to make a living?
I started in 89 working for the PGA Tour at Golf Club of Miami as an apprentice, and I did that for about 7-8 months, and I was approached by one of my good friends still, Luther Camber. He's the lead singer of the Two Live Crew. He said, Peter, you know, I've been giving him lessons, so he said, I've been shooting real good, so he would like to sponsor me. So I told him, you know, what a sponsorship requires, and he said he would do it. So I quit my job then in, I think, 92 or something like that. And I would be sent out to the Nike Tour, which I was alternate twice, and I made one qualifier. But I did not make the cut, so when I came back to Miami, he threw away with my sponsorship. There was something in it that the sponsor doesn't feel like you are performing well. And I didn't read that. I was so happy to get a sponsorship, so I just signed whatever was put in front of me. So there I said, you know what, I'm just going to just continue playing golf. And then probably about a year after, Nat Moore and a couple of guys from Miami did the same thing for me. But, you know, these sponsorships never last long. They always been like a month or two. You know, I was always expecting maybe a year or two where I can, you know, play competitive instead of worrying about tomorrow. And I never had that opportunity with a sponsor. But I had many people that helped me through my life.
you talk about how you made ends meet during the lean years? I read where you were a freelance electrician at one time, some of the work you did as an electrician.
Yeah, I started in Miami-Dade as an electrician, and I didn't finish that, so I went to APEC Technical School and did another year there. So I knew a lot of people in the golf course, and you know, I told them I'm a handyman, and if they need anything fixed. And so I had, I don't know, many people that said, hey, well, can you push or clean my roof or whatever? And I would climb a ladder and try to be careful not to fall. And that's kind of how I got money to pay for, you know, everything. Plus, you know, I would play every year, and I would win one mini tour event, which they were paying probably from $7,000 to $15,000. So I was doing good there. There are times when I had no money. I had to put everything on my credit card, and I was just fortunate enough to win it back within 2 months so I could pay off my credit card bills. So golf has been real good to me, and that's why, you know, I want to continue playing. And I almost gave it up.
Peter Horobin, and that just kind of tells you a little bit about the story right there. Peter just kind of breaking down here during his press conference, talking about growing up and learning to play golf, then stopping, then getting married, then starting again and getting some folks to help him along the way. And it's just a pretty amazing story there. I mean, you're talking about a guy that found old golf clubs and PVC pipe and put them together so that he could hit golf balls. And then Curtis Strange just walks through here, the two-time U.S. Open champion. You talk about the two sides of golf. And Jimmy, we'll bring it back here as Peter kind of finishes up a couple of thoughts here. But that's what the U.S. Open's about. You can watch the movie Tin Cup and enjoy the fun about it. But there are guys out there like that that really come out of nowhere, and this is the shining moment of their life, of their profession, because in the opens, the U.S. Open or U.S. Senior Open, if your handicap is good enough, everybody can try and qualify, and some of these amateurs are going to get in.
Yeah, it's about getting a chance, you know, in life. Sometimes a lot of people don't get a chance, and, you know, a lot of us, you know, my parents, I was going to go to college, and you know what, they paid for it. And, you know, I had to do some jobs and do some stuff, but I had it pretty easy compared to some of the way some of these other people are making it. You know, Lee Trevino, I think, told the story that, you know, he wasn't even allowed on his golf course. He could caddy only. So he had to go out in the morning before everybody else was up in dark and play golf in the dark. You know, I mean, and he'd get done right at the end, just kind of when the sun was coming up. You know what I mean? And maybe somebody'd go out there. And luckily, he had a guy that was in charge of kind of the mowing and stuff. And he knew he was out there playing, but really never said anything, acted like he didn't see it. But he actually knew he was out there playing. You know what I mean? And then he would caddy all day long. So, you know, you talk about paying a price. And Lee Trevino, you know, his story and what the success he had, too.
Peter Horobin, first Jamaican to make it into the U.S. Senior Open. It's an emotional time for him. He'll tee off Thursday morning at 8:34 is his tee time with amateur Jeff New out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And then Mark Castronegi, who is also from Miami Beach, Florida. Horobin is from Miami, Florida. He's sporting his Florida International polo shirt here this afternoon as well. Kind of interesting that he brought up the name Luther Campbell. You could just kind of feel, again, we're still here in Nebraska, but everybody knows Luther Campbell from Two Live Crew and his connection with the Miami football program. If you watch the 30 for 30 on the Miami Hurricanes, he's on it. He was a big part of the whole party scene back in the day. So I guess, you know, maybe Luther Campbell has some other things to look at besides just that.
You know, in sports, when you look back at a lot of things in sports, Doug, and, you know, I'm going to change the subject a little bit here. You know, there's a lot of people that had a handicap and just had an opportunity. And when they have success, it's really everybody gets excited for that. You know, and I look back at Tom Dempsey when he kicked that 63-yard field goal. You know, he had half a foot. You know, and he kicked a 63-yard field goal on the last play of the game. And when the ball went over the uprights, it made it by about an inch or two. It just barely cleared it. And it was the longest field goal by like 6 yards at that time, you know, that was kicked. And he did it on the last play of the game. And I remember when the referee was underneath the goalpost, he just didn't signal good. I mean, he jumped and signaled good. I mean, he wanted him to make it, and everybody, you know, was cheered and wanted that guy to make that field goal. And it was just something that was really good, and you had a good feeling about life and sports and everything in it.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. Rocco Mediate expected to come up to the podium here at the bottom of the hour. Doug Duda with you at the Omaha Country Club and the United States Senior Open. Jim Langan back in the studio. You're talking football, so let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call right now. We're going to get a sports update from Mike Will, and during that, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is going on. If you haven't won in the last 2 months with Troutman's, call now, 888-455-8888. ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. We previewed Minnesota Golden Gopher football. They've lost their last 5 bowl games dating back to the 2005 Music City Bowl. Who is the last team that Minnesota beat in a bowl game? And we'll give you a hint. They're in the top 10 last year. Last year they were in the top 10, but when Minnesota played them, they weren't. Who was the last team that Minnesota beat in a college bowl game? You get the correct answer, you've got a $25 gift card to Troutman's, and we'll be right back.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
SportsCenter. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, a SportsCenter update on ESPN. New Oklahoma baseball coach Pete Hughes has announced his new coaching staff, including the hiring of former Nebraska coach Mike Anderson. Anderson was the head coach in Nebraska for 9 seasons from 2003 until 2011 and led the Huskers to the College World Series in 2005. He was the Big 12 Coach of the Year in 2003 and in 2005. Hughes was hired as Oklahoma's baseball coach on June 27th, replacing Sonny Galloway, who left the Sooners to take the head coaching job at Auburn. Nebraska's senior Cole Penzick is one of 44 players who have been named to the fall watch list for the 2013 Remington Trophy. The Remington Trophy is presented each year to the most outstanding center in college football. Penzick is in line to take over as Nebraska's starting center this year after splitting time between guard and center last fall. Nebraska's Jordan Hooper scored 8 points and grabbed 8 rebounds to help the USA beat Mali 120-32 at the World University Games in Russia. Hooper also added an assist and 2 block shots in just 16 minutes of playing time. The U.S. will play the Czech Republic today. Former Husker Tyronn Lue is now part of the coaching staff for the Los Angeles Clippers. Lue joins the Clippers after 4 seasons on the bench of the Boston Celtics, including the last 2 as an assistant under Doc Rivers, who is now the head coach of the Clippers. Lue won 2 NBA titles as a player with the Los Angeles Lakers. Lincoln Pius Sandhills Publishing beat Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes 10-2 last night in the Juniors Cornhusker League Championship game out at Duncan Field. Pius out-hit Hastings 13-5 in the ball game. Zach Merrill was a losing pitcher. He went 4 1/3 innings and gave up 9 runs and 10 bases. He walked 3, struck out 2. Lincoln Pius Union Bank won the Seniors Cornhusker League Championship. They beat Grand Island Home Federal last night in Lincoln by the score of 2-1. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Round up your team for the annual Coors Miller four-person golf scramble, August 3rd and 4th at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee gets you golf on Saturday and Sunday, carts, steak dinner, Calcutta, complimentary drinks, and more. There's also a Friday night shootout and practice round available. Shotgun start on Saturday at 8 or 1:30, so register for your tee time today with the final Sunday at 10 a.m. It's the annual four-person Coors Miller golf scramble, Saturday, August 3rd, Sunday, August 4th at the Kearney Country Club.
Back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you at the Omaha Country Club for the 34th annual United States Senior Open. And back in studio, my co-host Jim Langan, as there is a whole lot of golf going on. A lot of the guys here going through their practice rounds today. Not everybody was here yesterday. Most of the guys are on site today, and we'll hear from Rocco Mediate here in just a little bit. But congratulations to Russ from Kearney. He is the winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, which is who was the last team Minnesota beat in a bowl game, and they finished last year in the top 10. Jimmy, do you know who it was?
I think was it Alabama?
Yeah, I told you the answer. Yeah. Alabama, in the 2004 Music City Bowl, Minnesota beat Alabama by a score of 20-16. And then they've been in the Music City Bowl, the Insight Bowl three times, and the Meineke Car Care Bowl. And that's all kind of the same thing. The last five times they've lost to Texas Tech twice, Kansas, Iowa State, and Virginia are the last five teams. So no juggernauts, I guess you would say, although Texas Tech was just getting to be outstanding when they made that miraculous comeback in the 2006 Insight Bowl. You remember that one, Jimmy? Minnesota was up 38-7, and Texas Tech came back and beat Minnesota in overtime 44-41. I remember that one.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I can't remember, but I'll tell you what, if in a contest, you know, sometimes you just pick the winner of the game. You know, like, hey, you'll circle this team. How'd you like to have that one, that big upset? And then all of a sudden, there you go. Because you know who the Texas Tech coach had to be at that time.
Oh, yeah, Mike Leach was taking care of business, yeah. So he was able to bring him back and do some business. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday. We're in Omaha, United States Senior Open all week long, plus our work back at the stadium or station with our 12 teams in 12 days. Michigan Wednesday, Michigan State Thursday. The hot dog eating contest is coming your way on Friday. Don't forget to get signed up at the Hilltop Mall. ESPNSuperstation.com is where you can sign up, ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, one more thing, just kind of talking here before we take our next break. You were talking about, and we were talking about our man here, Peter Horovin, who couldn't get on a golf course in Jamaica, and we know it definitely used to just be a rich man's game, unless you kind of grew up in a small town to where everybody could play on a course, yet you couldn't learn everything you needed to on a small town course. A lot of these great golfers have grown up on country clubs, and obviously a person like Peter Horovin, or as you said, Lee Trevino, it is the one sport where you do need to have access. Am I missing something? Because I can't think of another sport. You can go find a baseball diamond. You can go play tennis. You can go shoot baskets. You can go kick a football. Golf, to me, is the only sport where you really kind of, or you used to, and the USGA is doing a great job, and Tiger Woods Foundation and so many foundations of getting the game of golf out there over the last 20 years. But is there another sport that you have a hard time even picking up or finding a place to play and practice?
I would definitely say that it'd be very lucrative, and you'd almost have to have an opportunity with you know, swimming and diving, especially the diving part of it, where, you know, who has access to that type of stuff except just a few people? You know what I mean? To go up there and be able to dive and be in a swimming pool in that area. I mean, you look in Nebraska, I mean, we have a little bit of water, the Platte River, but I don't know where you're going to go, you know, participate. I mean, and we have swimming teams. I mean, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's been a while since we've had anybody in the Olympic Games, you know, do anything. So I would think you'd have to be very lucrative, you know, with the swimming and the diving program, that you'd be able to have access to coaching. And, you know, if you're really, really good, they're going to find you. So gymnastics will find somebody. If you don't have the money, somebody else will find the money and get you involved in that.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got so much more to talk about, and we are anticipating to hear from Rocco Mediate right after this.
Rib sandwiches, Carolina Whopper sandwiches, John Barbecue's back.
Time to round up the customers.
Cowboy Joe, Barbecue's back at Burger King. Woo-hoo! And Barbecue's back.
Stan, Barbecue's back at Burger King.
Molly, Barbecue's back.
Astronaut, Barbecue's back.
Come try our summer barbecue menu with the new rib sandwich, Carolina barbecue whopper, and sweet potato fries. Burger King, where taste is king.
Barbecue's back at Burger King.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASC certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires too. And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer, Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Protecting them is something you've always done. It is something you will always do. But sometimes it's complicated, and you may need a little help along the way. Parents, take a stand and visit us online at positivepressure.org for answers, tips, and support about protecting your child from alcohol abuse.
Powered by Buffalo County Community Partners.
Let the wife make the husband glad to come home, and let him make her sorry to see him leave.
The secret to a happy marriage remains a secret. Henny Youngman.
Unlock the secrets to intimacy in your relationship with DVDs, adult novelties, and lingerie. Sweet Sensations, 2009 Central Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. and 24/7 at eroticnebraska.com.
Fantasies are reality.
Dear Mike, sorry our relationship ended. I enjoyed our stops at Foot Convenience Plaza for beer, wine, snacks, and soda. Their delicious pizza, made fresh each day, was our favorite pizza in town. Foots will always remind me of you. Well, I'm running out of lipstick and space on your windshield. P.S. They have washer fluid at Foots.
Foots Convenience Plaza, the first stop coming into town and your last stop out. East Highway 30, Kearney.
If you're a senior with moderate income and are looking for a comfortable place to call home, the Hastings Village Gardens is the newest addition to Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Each of our spacious two-bedroom apartments comes with all major appliances and a detached garage. Rent includes utilities. You pay electricity, phone, and cable. If you're 55 and older, living on a moderate income, call one of our housing professionals today to see if you meet the income and asset guidelines for Hastings Village Gardens, or see us on the web at good-sam.com.
Folks, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the U.S. Senior Open. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you, and Rocco Mediate about to address the media.
Had some success in the U.S. Open, three top 10 finishes. You're referring to 2008, played well there at Torrey Pines. Not bad, right?
Yeah, it was.
It's all right. Then we're coming back, playing in your first U.S. Senior Open. Huh?
Yeah, it's good. I came down here last week. A week ago today. I was down here Tuesday. And I've always said this, and I'll say it again. I love coming to USGA set up golf courses. So when I came last week, it was cool to see it. It was wet. It was much wetter than it is now because it rained like 12 feet here in the last couple of weeks. And Bill Gerber's, I got to meet Billy, and he's with TD Ameritrade. He has, so I'm staying with him this week, but which could be a problem. He's a tough one, Bill. I'm just saying that just so he gets in trouble. But we came down and played, just the four of us, him and a couple of his buddies, and I love Perry Maxwell, period. I mean, Colonials. I haven't played Prairie Dunes, but I played. I had a good tournament at Southern Hills. In 01, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I knew what to expect, but sometimes it always gets your expectations. I mean, it was higher. I saw even more than I thought I'd see. Great golf course, set up perfect, rough's nasty. They have your reference U.S. Opens? Is that how it's supposed to be?
I think
so. Yeah. I thought so, yeah. So you're going to drive straight? Good.
I think so.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of motion in the golf course, hills. It's great. Hard walk, hot as hell. I love it. I hope it gets like concrete, but I don't know.
Now, you've played
like
with a lot
pain.
You've played with a lot of these guys before, but now, you know, turning 50 this past year and coming back out here in February, what's it like to be with a lot of the guys you've played most of your PGA Tour career with?
Well, it's like I said, I get to play with the greatest players that ever played the game. That's pretty much all there is to say about that. That's pretty cool. I mean, they're all – I play with Mr. – I call him Mr. Irwin just to make him mad, but I played with Hale this morning and Eichelberger. I mean, just listening to them talk, I'm just I laughed the entire day. Hale was fantastic today. And Berger is just they're so cool, and it's just nice to see that. Hale and I were talking about – I asked him about what do you think your best shot was like in your career, and I brought up two of them. I know a lot of stuff that I probably should know. I study this stuff, but – I said the 2-iron 18 at Wingfoot in 74, pretty good. But no one talks about the 2-iron on 16 at Medina when he beat Don in the playoff. No one talks about that. He was just telling me about today. He was in the middle of the fairway by the 200-yard marker, about a yard left of the 200-yard marker, and he had to hook it around the tree up by the green. See, I don't remember Medina that much. I didn't play that open, so I only played there once, I think. But I don't remember that. I don't remember. But anyway, he hooked it around this tree in the middle of the fairway, and he said he got a – Eight or nine foot of the breaks 7 or 8 inches. He goes, that's the U.S. Open. Of course, he made it and won the tournament. Of course he did. So, because he only won three of those. But it was cool talking about those things, you know. And, you know, Watson being out here, and he was my man when I was in high school and college. I mean, he still is my man, actually. I love watching him play. And it's just cool to be able to even ask him a question or watch him hit balls. Or I'm still learning. I think, and if we're not still learning, we're finished. So we're all finished. But it was really cool. We had a great time. 4 hours, 15 minutes, and it was fun.
At least it's not hot out there at all, right?
No.
Open up to the floor.
Rocco Stupas, Basalt of the World Herald again. How many times do you break out your iPhone and get a picture taken with somebody like you did with Hale?
Well, we did today. A lot. Jessica, my fiance, always says, take pictures today. I'm like, all right. I hate doing that. But we did a nice thing on 18. It was cool with it was fantastic. So I do it a lot because I love all that part about this game. Yeah.
Out here?
Yeah, a lot of the guys. I mean, I play with everybody here. I would have to say. I mean, and it's. I said this in Naples, and they made a poster out of this. This was hilarious. I said, they asked me about the Champions Tour and how it is and how tough it is or how easy it is, whatever they think that is, but they're wrong about the easy part. And I said this, I went, the first two tournaments, and Cookie won at Hawaii, and then I won at Allianz. The first two tournaments, 17 under par one. No, I said to this, I said, the competition is as much you can get anywhere you want to find it, period. First two tournaments, 17 under par one, the first two events in three rounds. Go ahead and get you some of that. Good. Come on. Bring it. And our golf courses are not patsies. You know, on our regular tour, we're at 7,000, sometimes a little shorter, sometimes a little longer. And this week, this 6,900 plays about 9,000 yards sometimes because it's so up and down. So it's just a continuation of the PGA Tour, if you ask me. Competition is just as much.
How do you see the competition this week? Hey, Mark Calcavecchia said, the younger guys are going to have maybe the better chance because of the hills and the heat.
That could be a advantage, I guess you would say. But it's still you got to put the ball where you need to put it. You know, and these greens, if it stays a little bit soft like this, brings a whole new category in because now you can hit longer clubs into these things and hold the green. If it firms up, these greens don't like long clubs. They get very angry when you try to hit 3 irons to them. But if it stays like it is now, it brings a whole, you know, you don't have to hit 17 miles. There's a lot of things you can cut off, and if you can hit far, you can cut a lot of corners, but then you have to take a chance on the rough, and the rough is bad for everybody.
What score would you take this week?
You know, they've asked us that for like a week. I don't have any idea how to handicap this thing. But I would say I would take two under a day and just sit in the clubhouse and laugh my ass off. That's what I do. But I don't know if it's going to be that good or it's going to be more. It depends on what happens with the golf course. The fairways are firming up. The greens are still a little soft, but they're perfect speed. And if you get in the wrong place, it's hard to two-putt some of these things. So it's not like it's – but if they firm up a teeny-weeny bit, then we got a ball game.
Where do you really have to hit perfect shots? What holes or what
– Well, there's four – you know, there's no – I've never seen an easy hole in my life ever. I've never seen one because you still have to make the ball go where you're looking. But lengthwise, number eight, you know, that's 477 from that back tee. It's playing 510 minimum up that hill, at least 500 yards. What's another really 10 is going to change the face of this golf tournament, I assure you, either good or bad, because we're going to play that tee on the top, it looks like, the whole time. And it's downhill, so it's you can get a three, but then you have 215 to the hole. And that green doesn't like hybrids as a par four. So you have to really 18. Today was into the wind, so it played a lot longer than it did when I played last week. So it depends on the wind and it depends on the conditions, but I don't know what's going to win. I really have no idea.
What's it going to be like for the guys that have to start on 10 on Thursday and Friday?
I'd be one of those guys. Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of happy about that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the first one. You got to bring it on some of these holes, on some of those holes. You have to bring you just got to stand up on that tee shot and just, you got to make a good move, because if you try to play it safe, you can hit. I may hit a three wood off that tee because it slopes right to the bottom. But if they move that tee up to the front of that tee box, then I can drive over that creek if I hit it to the right, which I will do. I'll hit driver from the front of that tee box. I might do it from the back because I do it all the time anyway. But the smart play may be a three to the bottom and take your chances on your hybrid or your three iron. So you're shooting straight up over top of this thing from that thing. It's pretty cool.
Listening to Rocco mediate here at the U.S. Senior Open, his press conference, Rocco mediate.
And the second part, what, being a Western Pennsylvania guy, what golf courses back in the Northeast does this remind you of?
The first thing is I came last week, Tuesday. And then, so this is my style. I played the course twice. That's all you need. Great golf courses like this, if you see it once, you kind of know what you got to do. So if I didn't come until Wednesday night, I'd be fine with the lines I need to pick off the tees. So that's the sign of a really good course. But so you're saying golf courses up in where? Western PA or? I mean, this reminds me of Southern Hills a lot. The par threes, the up and down, the curve. And it reminds me of Southern Hills a lot, a whole lot. It doesn't, you know, he was a, you know, Colonial is a whole different golf course, a dead flat. There's not even a hill at a Colonial at all. So he did good work wherever he went. So up Northeast, you know, it's hard to say. I really don't know of any that reminds me up there, because he was a different, you know, it's like asking if anything reminds you of a Rainer or a McDonald or a George Thomas. It's hard to, you know what I mean?
You just mentioned that you get to play with the greatest golfers ever.
Yeah.
I saw you in the back listening to Peter Horvin.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool story.
Really cool story.
But how inspiring is that to know that this is obviously a very special tournament, yeah, not only to you, but even someone like
you? Well, that's why it's an open. You know, it's open to whoever can get in. And the qualifying is extremely difficult on any open, whether it's a regular open, this open, any open. So the fact that he did that is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I didn't get to see all of it. I just walked in. He had about 10 minutes. Talked about 10 minutes, but it's pretty neat. It's a special thing. It's our national open. There's nothing better than that. And the other U.S. Open, it's the same. It's nothing. I don't care what anybody says. It's our national open. I don't know what else you would want in golf than that, as far as a player. So maybe somebody, but not me. You can have the other ones.
What do you have to do a little better in your game to be in contention on the weekend?
Just putt a little teeny weeny bit better. Not a lot, a little. I was telling the guys, the first 5 weeks on the Champions Tour, my first 5 weeks, I putted really good for me. I mean, I made a lot of good putts. Hit it good, but I putted good. The next 5 weeks, I putted mediocre, and I've finished mediocre. You know, so you come out of here, you come out on our tour kind of playing mediocre, you're going to get those results. That's what I'm saying. It's the same on the PGA Tour. It's the same thing. And we know in the three round events, not you know, this doesn't count for this one, but you better come out fast or you're finished on Friday. You're done. Yeah. But here is different. This is, you know, this is more of a, this is like a small, real slow marathon. This one, any open is, you just take your time, and cause you're going to have your bad holes and your bad stretches. I mean, most people are. Hopefully I won't.
This is also a crunch time for the tour. You're playing five. It's like a normal time probably for you. Five, four round tournaments in 8 weeks. Does there start to be some attrition here too that you see with the fields and that?
Yeah, it's the Champions Tour. The weird thing about it so far is the time off in between some of the events. Like especially at the beginning of the year, I didn't know what the hell to do with myself. Play two, then a month off, then two, then 3 weeks off. I'm like, what the hell's going on? But it's actually perfect because now we kick. You know, starting May we go, which is great. Because we have 26 events. That's a lot. I mean, I don't know that I've played more than 26 on the PGA Tour, but a few times in my career in 27 years. So it's actually because I'm playing them all, more than likely all of them this year because it fits really good. That actually did a good job. It's just weird starting out your first year going, we have a month off. We just what? Because we've never had a month off unless you took it, you know? So, but these events are different. I mean, this is the most different event on our tour because it's a U.S. Open. And the conditions should be and are the most difficult we'll face all year. Burke Dell could have a little say in that too in 2 weeks. But I, like I said, I love coming to these events and the setups. I love seeing what I see already. So.
And compare today's crowds for a practice round with what you see in a regular Champions event during the tournament.
Well, I already know this is the biggest selling Senior Open in the history of the Senior Open. I already know that. So there's going to be a quarter of a million people here this week. We don't get a quarter of a million people here most, at least not that I know of, not yet. But, I mean, we have some good crowds too, but it is different. It's totally different. But they should be here for this. I mean, if I had my choice and I was a spectator, would I want to go watch the other guys or would I want to go watch my heroes? I'm taking the heroes every time. You go watch Mr. Watson play or Mr. Irwin play. They haven't lost a lot. They may have lost. I think Tom hits it as far as I don't know. He hits it really far. Hale said he lost a little bit, but he can still really play at 68 years old. It's ridiculous how good he plays. And so does Tom. Tom's silly how good he is. So you look at these guys. I would watch them, I mean, every single day of the week if I had my choice. I actually do sometimes. So. They're the best that ever walked on grass to play golf still. I mean, it's ridiculous when you think that.
Rocky, you talked about a little bit of a different schedule now being on the Champions Tour. Mm-hmm. You've had some back issues over the years. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling healthy now?
I'm good. I got no issues. It's all my fault now. Can't blame it on my back anymore. I actually hated that, though. Even in my baddest, worst of injuries, I always said, I can't wait till it's all my fault again, because sometimes you can't, we all have, you know, whatever, injuries, but I had some nice ones that just stopped me from doing anything. So I hate it. I'd rather just play bad myself instead of have a problem with my body. So that's how it's going. So it's all my fault now.
That is Rocco Mediate here at the United States Senior Open. His press conference here on this Tuesday after he's been out playing a little bit of golf. And Jimmy, boy, he's just one of those guys that doesn't mind talking a little bit and really has found a lot of his fame later in life.
Yeah, he seems like he's pretty confident in front of a mic. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, so many of these guys are so used to this. If they've had any success at all, this is what they do. And it's a pretty exciting time here. It'll be interesting here in his first year on the tour. Can he come out and can he get a major? And can it be this weekend in Omaha? And I think he believes that he can come out and play some good golf. I think he'll be in the mix.
Yeah, he said -2 looks like, you know, so it looks like he's looking at maybe if he can shoot -8. He thinks that might be good enough to win it, you know, for the tournament, somewhere around -8. That's kind of what he said. And when he talked about he'd shoot 2 under par and taking the clubhouse. And he made some comment that I don't know if we're supposed to say on the radio or not.
Yeah, well, he was fine. And he's always colorful and funny and a pretty good deal. So we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show heading into the home stretch of this Tuesday edition. Hope you're enjoying not only our U.S. Senior Open coverage, but our 12 teams in 12 days talking college football and covering the rest of the world of sports. We're back with more after this.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will. A Sports Center update on ESPN brought to you by Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everyone gets a great deal and a great deal more. Nebraska's senior Cole Penzick is one of 44 players who have been named to the fall watch list for the 2013 Remington Trophy. The Remington Trophy is presented each year to the most outstanding center in college football. Penzick is in line to take over as Nebraska's starting center this year after splitting time between guard and center last fall. Nebraska will kick off the start of preseason practice by meeting and greeting fans for its annual Fan Day on Friday, August the 2nd at Memorial Stadium. Fan Day will be held from 2 until 3:30 inside Memorial Stadium, with all Husker players and coaches that will be part of preseason camp in attendance and available to fans. More information on Fan Day, including parking and gate information, and a Fan Day map will be available on Huskers.com as the event draws near. Nebraska will open practice on Saturday, August the 3rd, as it prepares for the August 31st season opener against Wyoming at Memorial Stadium. Nebraska's Jordan Hooper scored 8 points and grabbed 8 rebounds to help the USA beat Mali 120-32 at the World University Games in Russia. Hooper also had an assist and 2 block shots in 16 minutes of playing time. The U.S. will play the Czech Republic today. Former Husker Tyronn Lue is now part of the coaching staff of the Los Angeles Clippers. Lue joins the Clippers after 4 seasons on the bench of the Boston Celtics, including the last 2 as an assistant under Doc Rivers, who is now the head coach of the Clippers. Lue won 2 NBA championships as a player with the Los Angeles Lakers. Lincoln Pius Sandhills Publishing beat Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes 10-2 last night in the Juniors Cornhusker League Championship game at Duncan Field. Pius out-hit Hastings 13-5 in the ballgame. Zach Merrill was the losing pitcher. He went 4 1/3 innings and gave up 9 runs and 10 base hits. Merrill walked 3, struck out 2. Hastings is now 26-11. They'll play host to Lincoln Southeast tonight beginning at 6. Lincoln Pius Union Bank won the Seniors Cornhusker League Championship with a 2-1 win over Grand Island Home Federal last night in Lincoln. Pius pushed across the winning run with 1 out in the bottom of the 7th inning. Home Federal had only 3 base hits in the ballgame. Tanner Meyer was a losing pitcher. Home Federal is now 18-18 on the season. The Cornhusker League All-Star game will be played tonight at Rider Park in Grand Island. First pitch will be at 7 o'clock. Jeremy Guthrie helped the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Yankees 5-1 last night. After an almost hour-long rain delay, Guthrie held the Yankees to just 3 hits over 6-plus innings. Same 2 teams will play at 6:05 tonight pregame show at 5:25 on the Breeze KLIQ 94.5. And new Oklahoma baseball coach Pete Hughes has announced his new coaching staff, including the hiring of former Nebraska coach Mike Anderson. Anderson was a head coach in Nebraska for 9 seasons. And that is sports.
This is Tom Feltis, the owner of Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, and I would like to personally invite you to stop and see our newly remodeled dealership. We have created a bigger and better dealership for our customers to make your service and shopping experience the best it can be. With 2 comfortable waiting areas with big screen TVs and free coffee and refreshments, and a customer business center with Wi-Fi and a personal computer so you can get some work done while you wait. We have upgraded our service department with General Motors' new service workbench system to help us maintain and service your vehicle with world-class technology and speed. And as always, we have one of Central Nebraska's largest selections of new Chevrolets and Buicks for you to choose from, as well as over 200 quality-checked pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and priced for any budget. Stop in today and see the all-new Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Hola, me llamo Raimundo Longoria y soy el manager de programas en el YMCA de Kearney. Sin el YMCA, nuestra comunidad no sería la misma. Nuestros niños no tendrían un lugar seguro de dónde ir después de la escuela. Tampoco tendríamos un lugar en momentos de necesidad. El YMCA de Kearney ayuda a cambiar vidas con programas y servicios que hacen nuestra comunidad más fuerte. El YMCA es una organización sin fines de lucros y dependemos en su apoyo financiero para continuar nuestra misión. Todos necesitamos el YMCA. Para dar, visite nuestra página web, Kearney YMCA.org.
When darkness stands to light, it ends tonight, it ends tonight.
the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Final segment on this Tuesday as we continue coverage here from the Omaha Country Club of the 34th Annual United States Senior Open. Hearing from a couple of the golfers who are on two really different sides of the spectrum. Peter Horobin, the first Jamaican to make it into a major championship here on the Senior Tour and the U.S. Senior Open, and just talking about his stories, actually broke down during his press conference qualifying for the U.S. Senior Open after learning how to golf as a kid with a PVC pipe and a broken club. And I mean, there's so many of those stories out there. The Golf Channel has even had a couple documentaries on different guys trying to make it through a tough life and try to find a way in the world through golf. As Jimmy said, some of that coming from Lee Trevino, couldn't find a way to get on golf course, had to caddy, had to play when people weren't looking, had to sneak on. And that was kind of the story for Peter Horobin. And now here he is with the chance to play in the United States Senior Open. And then, of course, hearing from Rocco Mediate, who probably should have a U.S. Open under his belt, except for a man named Tiger Woods that found a way to come back and get one from him and go to extra holes. 90 holes wasn't even enough. They had to play 18. That's not the case here, by the way, at the U.S. Senior Open. If there is a tie after Sunday, they go to a three-hole aggregate playoff. They'll play three holes, best score wins. Then if it's tied after that, they would go to a sudden death playoff. They would not come back on Monday for 18 extra holes like they do in the U.S. Open. We've been promising you a little chat with Gary Koch, who again was amongst a multitude of reporters yesterday. Gary Koch has qualified for this U.S. Senior Open for the first time since 2003. He is playing and working. He is also scheduled to work, as you many know him, as one of the top golf commentators, especially with NBC. And he hopes to be playing golf and doing as little work as possible this week. Here's a chance to hear some comments from Gary Koch.
Well, the plan is hopefully to play well enough to where I don't have to do much TV work. We'll see how that goes. I have done this a couple of times before, U.S. Open back in 2001 at Southern Hills, and then one of the senior player championships at Baltimore Country Club I played in, did some TV work as well. So it's not anything brand new to me. Pacing myself is probably the key. I'm not trying to become a great player here in a short period of time and just kind of enjoy the experience.
What are your thoughts on your first?
Well, I played the front nine, enjoyed it very much. I had heard that there was a lot of elevation change to it, and the stories I heard were very correct. There are a lot of up and downs, a lot of side hill lies. It's a very interesting course, and I think it's going to be quite a challenge. The rough is pretty severe, and you know, we're old guys. We're not used to playing out of that kind of stuff.
How tough is this U.S. Senior Open for players?
Well, you know, it being one of the majors on the Champions Tour, it's four rounds for one thing, and you have to walk, so it is different, obviously, than the majority of the other events on the Champions Tour. So especially if I know it's supposed to cool off some, but still, I think you'd have to look for somebody who's in relatively good shape to do well over the course of 4 days on this golf course from what I've seen so far.
How about the atmosphere out here today?
Tremendous. Absolutely fantastic. I had a chance to talk with Tim Flaherty of the USGA 2 weeks ago when we were doing the U.S. Women's Open telecast. He said, get ready. You know, there's going to be a tremendous amount of people there. There's going to be great corporate support, and everybody's really looking forward to the U.S. Senior Open coming to Omaha. And I would say what I've seen today, all of that is correct.
Good luck this week.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Thank you.
What are you going to do when you go home there?
What am I going to do when I go home?
Seriously, are you going to study the field? Are you going to study for broadcasting? Or are you going to do more game planning for the course?
Well, to start with, at the beginning of the week, I'm going to do more game planning for the golf course and hopefully get a chance to learn it as far as how a player would approach it. And I figure if I do a good job on that, if and when I do television, I should be pretty well prepared. The guys I know pretty well. I mean, you know, I've played against a lot of these guys for many, many years. So I'm sure there'll be some I'll need to brush up on. But, you know, hopefully that'll be secondary.
Setting aside yourself, I mean, what kind of a player out here, both in relation to how well they're playing right now and what kind of game they have for this course, who are the favorites?
Well, I think you have to look at, you know, just the guys that have been playing well lately on the Champions Tour. I'm always a firm believer in, you know, know, it's hard to find your game at a major championship. I mean, most of the time the guys who play well are guys who have been playing well going into it. So I just played nine holes with Bernhard Langer, and he's playing very, very nicely. Will not be at all surprised to see him up there at the end of the week. Freddie sure. Couples, you know, Kenny Perry. I mean, you know, the guys who have been playing well on the Champions Tour for most of the year, Tom Lehman, you know, the good ball strikers, they're going to do well here.
That is Gary Koch, who is in the field for the 2013 United States Senior Open and also, of course, does plenty of golf work for NBC Television. And that is going to wrap up our portion of the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with many folks to talk to, including Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press, as we continue our 12 teams in 12 days with Michigan football. We'll also get a couple questions in there on the Detroit Lions and Dominick Sue and such, and maybe even the Detroit Tigers as they're making their move in the AL Central after a cold streak getting hot again. So we'll be talking with Mark tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show as our 12 teams in 12 days continue. I want to thank Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press for joining us on today's show as we talk Minnesota. Also hearing from Rocco Mediate, Gary Koch, Peter Horobin, and so many more. We'll hear tomorrow from Colin Montgomery and many more of the golfers here at the 34th Annual United States Senior Open. So for Jim Langan, our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us here from the Omaha Country Club on this Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Mid-America Market Information. Broadcasting from the Murfin Drilling Studio.